This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
So you remember last week, I not so subtly said to Dr. J, "Hey, I don't have any swag. I mean, I'm seeing everybody wear these T-shirts."
And I piled on too.
Did you pile on? Because Nick's way more of a collector than I am. But you know, I thought I want to support the program. You know, it's like a walking billboard,
oh,
right?
You support it, all right?
Oh no, I know, but I mean visually, you know. And so I said, "Well, are they unisex?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, I'll take a men's small or whatever that might be." Now she delivered some swag last Wednesday night as she was doing her show. So I came in Thursday morning. I was all excited, and I was going to wear it in today. I want to show you something here.
What he's holding up is a shirt. That is a teenage midriff. It goes north of the belly button, almost peaks over the shoulders.
I just had a hot flash.
So I got to open my bag now.
Okay, yeah, you should check yours out as well.
Check it when I get home.
I don't think they're unisex, and I think if I was a 12-year-old girl. This would look perfect.
Is there anything on the back of that?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah.
Engage, yeah.
Great stuff.
Did the other ones work, though? Because you had a sweatshirt and you had another gray shirt, too.
I had a couple tie-dye-looking shirts. Where'd you get that, Baby Gap?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The sweatshirt looks fine.
Oh, let me see that.
It's only 100 out, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good-looking logo. I need one of those. Oh. I'll buy it.
Come fall.
Oh, my
That'll
God.
Be great, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Dr. Morris, I need to buy one of those.
So
I'll probably get in trouble for selling. I'll try to find you one.
I know. We're all good.
I will make a donation roughly in the value of.
In our industry, lack of T-shirts is not a problem.
Oh, my God. So I'll try again.
Okay. It was either a great compliment, you know, like, man, you really are, you know, for your age, a thin guy. All right.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. That was funny.
All that aside, we had a wonderful event a week ago Saturday out at Richland Community College. Just amazing. So many stories that we could talk about. But healthcare is such a huge, you know, we just had the mayor in who also works for HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Yeah. DMH comes in every couple of weeks. And there are signing bonuses and just frenzies of trying to hire people in an industry that desperately needs people. And what I didn't know going into Saturday, I knew you had the talented 10. We talked about it on the air.
Did.
I didn't know 8 of them were still in high school. I mean, I thought these were kids that were going into the first phase of their career, getting their certification as a CNA, and then maybe going and doing whatever they want to do in the healthcare industry. 8 of these kids are still going back to school, high school.
I got it wrong on Saturday because out of the 8 that are headed back to high school, what I said on Saturday was, they will all be rising seniors, and that wasn't true.
Okay.
6 will be rising seniors, and 2 are rising juniors.
So to be the equivalent of just finishing your sophomore year of high school and already having a CNA certificate, I don't know what the verbiage is, but being already having that. I mean, that's unheard of, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
It is, and they were so cool. I'm the fun police, but I'm also kind of the mean guy, gal. And so they would send me notes before we started and say, "Hey, can you write me a letter so I can take a leave of absence from McDonald's?" And I said, "No, I'm not writing a letter because you're going to pass and you're not going to go to McDonald's. You're going to go to work in the field." But what there is no what happens. We're all vested in this.
Yeah.
And so 8 are back. It will be back in high school on the 15th and working part time here in our community.
Yeah. And can really start to write their ticket in life, which is the amazing thing to me.
Yeah.
Shardae, good morning. Thank you for being here. You did a great job on Saturday.
Thank you.
Now, you are a residential, you are a CNA, and you manage these 10 students. And I know you're not done on your journey. You're going for bigger and better, right?
Yep.
All right. What was it like to spend time with these 10 kids?
It was.
I'm sure it wasn't without challenge.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, the challenges.
They're teenagers. We have one in our house and it's enough. I can't imagine 10.
It was, you know, surprisingly, it was life-changing for me as well. Like, I kind of went into it thinking, I'm going to make the house a home. That was kind of my goal, is to bring the love and the bond.
Now, that's important to go back. That these kids all stayed on the campus, right next to the campus of Millikan University. It wasn't just we're going to drive to go do this every day. They lived together.
We pulled them from home and kept them with us for
Nick,
the entire
there was
entire
a great video
weeks.
They did, just kind of an experience
it
video.
No,
it was. It was funny.
They were jumping off the. Oh my God! That's
Spider-Man.
Why we paid deposits at the apartment.
Yeah, but
over at the woods.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. No, but it,
I
it,
went to Millikan.
No, but it gave you a sense of this 10-week of family. You know, ups and downs and all of that. I mean, I thought it was great. So, was it a good idea then, looking back on it, to have them, you know, away from home and on campus, keep them focused?
Yeah, eliminating that distraction was probably one of the things that could make or break the whole program. Taking them out of that environment, I think it really gave them a sense of adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, it was their first taste of living by themselves and kind of doing their own thing and having to be responsible and figuring out, you know, how to be on time, how to navigate, how to, you know, getting out of clinicals and going grocery shopping and, you know, really understanding welcome to the real world.
Sure.
You know,
but also that campus through. Sort of experience, right?
Yep.
I think sometimes kids can't see themselves in things, right?
Yep.
And if you know, if people in your family aren't going and then you just don't, I mean, I think sometimes you have to sort of be able to picture yourself in a setting and say, hey, I can do this.
Yep.
You know, I got this. All right. Eternity, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Now, now, are you one of the returning seniors, juniors, or graduates?
Graduate.
Okay. So you were one of the two that's moved. Moving on.
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
I want to be an RN, but in the future, I want to be a neurologist and work on brain.
All right. Look at that. I can tell you some of my favorite LinkedIn posts are the people that take a picture of their name badge, their ID, you know, and they start out here and then where they end up, you know, like a timeline. Pretty amazing. So how did you find the whole, you know, the experience? Did you enjoy it?
I really did. It was a bonding experience.
No, I was talking to Nick. That's okay.
I really enjoyed it. It helped me get out of my comfort zone in the real world. I was kind of a quiet, but I found myself more interactive with my peers.
Well, you do that when you get out and get real experience, right?
Yeah.
All right. So did you enjoy living with all these folks for all these number of weeks?
Yeah, I don't have any siblings at home, so it was really different.
Well, a big experience for you.
Getting used to how everybody works.
All right. Now, it's amazing to me that you're able to go now start. What's next for you?
I'm going to start work, and then after that, I'm going to attend Richland Community College to get my RN.
All right. And then, of course, you can write your own ticket from there, which is pretty amazing. Dr. Morris, how do other people get involved in this? You know, they've got kids, maybe, junior high kids, you know, getting ready to start high school, or maybe they're already there and they didn't know about this opportunity. Because it wasn't just the CNAs that were recognized on Saturday. You got a future, maybe, Decatur police officer.
Yeah.
You got the translator program.
Yes.
You got all kinds of people that are, you know, receiving scholarships to continue their education. How do people get involved?
So the easiest way is to go to civicleadership101.com and submit an inquiry. Anybody can do that. I do want to share that the interpreters who, I think Elizabeth was on with me last week.
Yes.
On Friday, there were 9 interpreters for the interpreter program, and I know we'll release the video through nowindicator.com this week. But on Friday, they took their first state exam of 2, and all 9 passed that first state exam.
That's great.
Yeah, so they have to pass both in order to become nationally certified interpreters, and so that's kind of exciting.
And that's a really unique thing. It's not something that every place is doing. I learned that Saturday at the ceremony, that in Springfield, because of state government, maybe in Chicago, but the rest of the state, not so much.
Not so much. And so we're fairly unique in that we have a 60-hour program. The next cohort will start this fall. And so anybody that's interested in becoming a certified interpreter, they can go to civicleadership101.com. And just kind of follow us on Facebook. We post everything there. I'm super proud of the talented 10. I'm proud of the young folks who are college scholars who are headed to Richland.
Quite a few.
It's growing.
Yeah.
And this is really just year 2 for me. And so join us in the journey. Like it's,
you know what the obvious next question is, you know, if you can do this with 10 kids, how do we do 100? You know, how do we do 200? How do you grow at scale? And that's a question for public education at large, you know, not just the DCL, but you can do it. It works. People can achieve. You just got to show a path. You know, sometimes you got to shine a flashlight on a path. Sometimes you got to have a Sherpa guide people up the mountain. But if you do it, it works.
It does work. It really, really does work. And this year, so you mentioned the increase in food and the increase in all of the things that we're experiencing. We saw that in this program. But this program has been funded generously, and so we're still able to do it. Next year, our goal is 15. So good luck to Sharday sleeping. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You can do 15.
She totally can. Yeah. Like you said, the model, it works, and it's definitely
but
scalable.
It's outside the box. It is. And that makes people uncomfortable. And there's no bigger bureaucracy than public education today. It's just, I get it. I understand. You know, they got to worry about, you know, 8,600 kids, but sometimes when you worry about 8,600, you're losing the 10 that can do that. And there's got to be some mix and some give and take in both directions, because outside the box usually works.
It does.
So when you're up there, you're very proud, I could tell, on Saturday, of all of the accomplishments of the people involved. How do you keep building this team? Like, how'd you find Chardonnay?
I worked on I launched
entrepreneur.
Thank you. An entrepreneurship program about a year ago with my husband at Richland, and Sharday was part of the first cohort. And Sharday is pretty special because she kept talking about starting a business to help people. She was inside of a factory with a CNA. And so we shifted her from the factory back into healthcare, and, unbelievable godsend this summer for me, because we had two medical emergencies, and there is nothing like having somebody, a medical professional there. And so, yes, I'm definitely needing some additional support and help, and that'll be my next ask and request.
All right. Well, what's ahead for the rest of what we have here before the school year starts? You know, you had boot camps out at the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center. You've worked with Ed, you know, from the police department, you know, who's been involved. How can professionals come and be at the table here, any frontline profession? Because you guys are doing it all. I mean, it's nursing, it's civil politics, it's local leaders, it's healthcare, it's law enforcement, it's, you know, anybody that's out on that front end of.
Yep, that's the back of the too small t-shirt. The tiny t-shirt is they engage with community. The baby tee.
Can you read that from here, Nick?
And so any professional, just please reach out, Civic Leadership 101, or send me an email or Facebook message. We definitely do this with community.
Right. And here's the important thing about that. You know, everybody right now is in a recruiting frenzy. And you worry about finding people right now. But if you don't start growing the field that you're in from the back end, you know, that takes a little more time, but that's how you build the pipeline, right? I remember growing up here in Decatur, as you did, as Nick did, you know, the MacArthur Jazz Band was this amazing thing that was, you know, would win awards all over the country. And it wasn't that there was something special in the water of the West End. They built a program that young kids in grade school aspired to be a part of.
Yep.
So they, I mean, this is like sports or anything else. You're recruiting and you're growing. So you need to hire somebody by the end of the year. I understand. But what are you doing 5 years from now? Yes. What are you doing 6 years from now? And that's what you guys are so good at.
And we're doing the exact same thing. Like with healthcare, Sharday is working with middle school students, because we want to build a health professions club for high school, right? And so if we start with middle school and we start with the end, and then we build the bridge in the middle to say, this is what a health professions club for high school students look like.
Yeah.
And then you leave there and go into CNA, or you leave there and you go into RN.
And you know what we're really good at this in life is in sports, and not so much life. I mean, you know, every kid grows up in Moreau Forsyth wants one of those yellow jackets that those football players wear, right? I mean, so you're 8 years old, you want to be a part of that. Now you're doing the same thing with the nurse's uniform.
Yeah. My biggest thing is, and I was just talking to Mayor Julie Moore about it, is I am the agent for my baby LeBron James's, right? Like every student, whether it's law enforcement that's going to be a police, or whether it's my CNAs that are looking for jobs, my job is not to source for employers. My job is to prepare them. But then the challenge becomes is what's the best fit for them, right? And so I know folks look at them and they really are ready to hire them. But my question is, what about culture? Don't forget they're teenagers. How do we make sure that they're healthy and whole? Because that's how they stay in our community. And we miss that. Mm-hmm. We miss this idea of if I place them, I'm not placing a 25 or 30 year old adult. I am placing a teenager who needs to be nurtured and groomed and made sure that they know that they are important. And so I'm the baby agent for those that are completing the work.
Makes perfect sense. All right. So as the programs grow and the opportunities grow and people can see real world examples, because that matters. And
it does.
You're going to be a role model for other kids younger than you that they go, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She can do that. I can do that. That's an important role.
Yeah. I'm very excited for the next step. Honestly. All right.
Well, I'm very excited for you and good luck with whatever career path you choose. And become a neurologist, you come back and see us because Nick and I need plenty of brain.
We're going to be gone by then.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
You and me both.
Wow. Are you making some sort of prediction?
We're going to fly the coop by then.
I don't know. I like to see it all through. Fantastic stuff. The website, once again.
CivicLeadership101.com.
All right. Simple and easy to find. You can also follow them on Facebook. All right, Chardon, what do you want to do? What are you going to become? Because you're doing all this and improving your life at the same time, too.
Yeah, I'm trying. So right now, I still feel like I'm in this transitional period of what I thought I wanted to do and realizing like who I actually am meant to be. So I'm still currently in the nursing program at Richland, but I'm also considering if that's actually the right move or if I'm being more called to leadership in a sense or mentoring in a sense. So I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying to take my time and really be sure that what I'm doing is actually what's inside.
Life is full of those learning curves, yep. Right? And nothing feels better than to inspire and to make change and to create. Yes. A lot of people go and get a paycheck and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's nothing better than being able to make an impact in other people's lives. I mean, it matters.
Exactly.
What a pleasure. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks for your help and your support.
Oh, what do I do? You just come here and talk. You guys do all the work.
I don't know about that.
I do.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.